This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Hello, Joysters, and welcome to this week's edition of Joy's very own show about pets, Pets Allowed. My name is Sam, and today is a very special show for Pets Allowed. So to kick off the show, we're going to start with a special song. That's right, Joysters. It's our birthday, our third birthday to be, in fact. And joining me to celebrate is Dr. Alan Bolton, Senior Veterinarian with the Frank Semways Veterinary Clinic. Alan, welcome back for this very special show.
Hello and happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you too. Now, Alan, you've been around since the show actually started way back in 2012. Can you tell me what it is that you love so much about Joy and Pets Allowed?
I just love coming into this building and the vibe is great. And it's been such a journey learning to make radio and supporting the home. And looking back, and it was Kate, Kevin, Oz, and I to start off with. And I think to start off with, we all used to come in every week.
So yeah,
there are four of us in here. But now there's only two of us. And but it's great. It's been a really good experience.
We can share the warmth for everyone. So I know Kate, Kevin, Kristen, and Oz are all sending their love on this special day. So our pets are playing an increasingly significant role in our lives. So it's only natural that many pet owners take the time to celebrate their pet's birthday, or in some cases, their gotcha day.
So make a wish and blow out the candles, because today, in celebration of our third birthday, we are sharing the love and talking all about how we celebrate, or how you can celebrate, your pet's birthday.
So today we want to know whether or not you celebrate your pet's birthday or gotcha day, and what do you do to make it special?
Also coming up on the show, we're going to hear from some Lost Dogs Home staff members who tell us what they do on their pet's birthdays.
Alice Needman from Diamond Dog Food and Bakery talks to us about special birthday treats for our pets.
And we have a very special guest coming into the studio today to celebrate our birthday with us. But you'll have to wait and stay tuned to find out.
And we'll also have all of your favourite segments, including Dog Date and Pet of the Week, coming up on the show today.
The Pets Allowed News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
So, Alan, you have our news section for today, but it's really more of an advice for pet owners as opposed to actual news.
That's right. It's some advice we put up on our website. It's gone up this week, and I guess it's just around, we've seen some really hot weather already.
We have.
And we've even seen bushfires, as we know. But while the official start of summer is still a few weeks away, this week's forecasted temperatures mean that the hot weather isn't on its way. It's already here, as we've seen. And while we may be accustomed to the scorching heat, our pets often aren't. So hot weather can prove uncomfortable or even fatal for dogs and cats if they're not looked after properly. So we've put some tips together that you ought to do just to keep them safe.
Yeah.
There's a number of things you can do. First of all, you should always ensure that they've got access to cool and clean drinking water. If you've got a large dog, or often they'll knock it over, so make sure they've got more than one bowl available. You can keep it cool by putting ice blocks in there or sort of frozen water containers. Make sure that they've access to shade and water throughout the day. Have a look at how the sun moves across your yard, and make sure that their bed's always in the shade. If you're going to walk them, which you should still, take them out early in the morning or late in the evening when it's a bit cooler. And if they're overweight or really old, you probably shouldn't be walking them in hot weather. So that's kind of most of it. We do have a little bit about heat stress as well. So heat stress is when dogs gets too hot and they're not able to control their temperature anymore, and that can be really serious. And if you're at all concerned, you should go and talk to your vet. But basically, if it's really hot and you see your dog salivating a lot, if they're weak, lethargic, tremoring, dry nose, gums, if they're whining or they're getting agitated, that's always a sign that there's something going on, and you need to get treatment. So
and they're good signs as well for pet owners. Even if their dog stays in the shade and everything's right, there's still good signs to be aware of as
Absolutely.
Well.
Yeah. And as we always say, never, ever, ever leave your dog in a car.
No, not at all. Now, let's draw up our curtain on this week's Pet of the Week.
This week's Pet of the Week.
Alan, do you want to tell us a little bit about Chico?
That's right. This week's pet of the week is the loyal hound Chico, and he, I think he was surrendered to us. We actually do know when his birthday is. So to celebrate this loyal dog with his loyal heart, we threw him a birthday party. And celebrating with his best friend Violet, there were gifts, games, and most importantly, an extra special canine birthday cake. We had a chat to adoptions attendant Kelly at his party to find out her favorite things about the birthday hound.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Chico. Happy birthday to you.
Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip,
hip, hooray. Yay. Hey, Dad, I know you're excited.
So how old is Chico turning?
He's turning two. Very smart, and I think he'd make great addition to anybody because he's so sweet. It's probably his little downfall is that he thinks he's a little dog even though he's a big dog, and so he wants to always climb up onto your knee. Oh, he wants to take things
in.
I think his best feature is he's a big goofball.
If you could ask for any gift for Chico for his birthday, what would it be?
To find his forever home. That's all I want.
We love you, and I'm sure you would agree. What could be more perfectly than to have a world party on the day you came to be? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Dog attendant Kelly talking about what her birthday wish for Chico will be this year. Now, Chico's ID number is 976890. But if you want further information on how to adopt Chico, look for him on our Lost Dogs Home website, dogshome.com.
And if you want to see how he celebrated his birthday, check out the birthday video, which is also on the website, dogshome.com. You can also contact our North Melbourne shelter on 9329 2755, or call in person at 2 Gracie Street in North Melbourne. It would be really good if people went to visit Chico, because he's been hanging around for a while. He needs a home.
He has been here for a very long time, and he is very popular in the home, but
he needs to be popular out of the home.
Absolutely, and everyone would just be so happy to see this lovable guy, and he is a lovable guy, find his forever home. So, yeah, come down and check him out over the weekend. Mm-hmm. It's our birthday, and up next we'll be joined by an extra special guest who is celebrating our birthday with us.
Come to Joy 94.9 and tell your story. If you and your mates are same-sex attracted, gender diverse, or allies, and you have something to say, then come be a part of Joy's Schools Out Loud project. You'll spend a day at Joy, where you'll learn how to present, produce, and edit your own podcast to be played on air. Plus, you'll get all the equipment you'll need to get started. And the best part? It's completely free for you and your school. For all the info, head to joy.org.au/schoolsoutloud.
Throughout today's show, we're celebrating our third birthday.
We have an extra special guest joining us now. Shelley is a trainer at Croydon Dog Training Club, who is a loyal Pets Aloud listener. She's also the mother of CNC Drive Factory's Chris. Shelley, welcome to Pets Aloud, and thank you for coming in to celebrate our birthday.
Oh, thank you. It's just so exciting to be here and to be actually be part of the show, so rather than just being home listening.
So we've been told that you're our number one fan. When did you start listening to us?
Oh, the very first show. I heard it was coming on, obviously from Chris, and I thought, oh, well, that sort of fits in well with my routine. 12 o'clock's about lunchtime, and that's the way it's continued. 12 o'clock on Fridays, put Joy on. I should say, actually, that I'm listening beforehand, but I'm usually not, because unless I'm out in the car, I can't get Joy on the radio, so I have to listen online. So it's usually put Joy on and get the lunch and sit down and listen to Pets Aloud, my favourite Joy show, next to CNC Drive Factory, of course.
Of course.
Of course, naturally. And a big shout out to Chris and Cam as well. Now, you've obviously been a long time listener since the beginning. Do you have a favourite show or segment that Pets Aloud have done?
Yes, I like listening to Dr. Allen, to his question and answers. I really find that's very entertaining and informative. I like the section on what's on for the week, so all the dog stuff that's coming up. And I like the special ones that you have on from time to time. So one of my favourites was when we had the show on bereavement, pet bereavement.
Okay, yep. Mm-hmm.
And listening to Dr. Emma Whiston. Mm-hmm. I find that very interesting. Actually, I have a connection there. Her and her dad used to run the Ringwood Vet, and we used to go there, and she actually has been out to my home a couple of times for that last sad visit. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, it makes things so much pleasanter and calmer when the vet actually comes out to your home and everything stays nice and calm. So that was a very, very informative Pets Aloud.
So you are a serial dog rescuer. So can you tell us about your pets?
Serial? Well, I don't know about serial, but yes. One of my sons brought home a pregnant cat from work. They'd been feeding a stray cat. And so she came home over the Christmas break and had four kittens, and she never went anywhere again, and neither did the kittens. We had two cats before that, and then we had seven.
A houseful
of cats.
Just grew from there.
Yeah. And my daughter went to Sydney for a holiday, and she was at DY Beach, and she rang and said, she found this puppy, and could she bring it home? And I said, no, you have to see if you can find the owner. Well, over a period of a week, she didn't find the owner. She tried, and this skinny, flea-ridden dog came home with her. We called her DY. And she was with us for 15 years.
Oh, wow.
We had two other cats from the RSPCA. So is that serial? And my current two dogs, they came from Animal Aid, which is my local shelter.
It's definitely a history of animal ownership in some way, which actually leads on to my next question, because you're also a trainer at the Croydon Dog Training Club.
I am.
Now, I guess, have animals always been a part of your life, or is this something that sort of came along with your kids?
No, animals have always been part of my life. When I was a kid growing up, my family had Sealyham Terriers.
You don't really see those in
Australia. I don't think I've ever seen any. I've seen on the website that they do breed them here, but they're sort of like a big Westie. Mm-hmm. So that was my introduction to dogs, and my first dog was called Winky, and he was a puppy when I was born, and he lasted for 14 years, and that was my first experience of death, and was very sad. Mm. Mm-hmm. My first dog in Australia was a Cocker Spaniel. She was a gorgeous, delightful pet for my kids. So ask any of my kids about their first pet, and she was actually called Useless, which was a very cruel name. But the kids shortened it, and she eventually became Lulu. So
it's a natural progression.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
So throughout today's show, we're talking about pet owners and celebrating their pets' birthdays. Do you celebrate your pets' birthdays?
No, I don't, because most of my pets have been rescued, so I don't know when their birthdays are.
Mm. I've got to say I'm the same.
Oh, yeah, I'm the same as well. We had this conversation just before as well. Yeah,
they just get spoiled every day.
Well, that's right. They're very, very, very special people, or dogs, in my life. They are people to me, I guess. But always spoil them at Christmas. They always get prezzies at Christmas time, but no ham. No ham for dogs.
Shelley, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today for our third birthday, and it's been great having you in.
Thank you. It's been absolutely fantastic.
And remember, you can also listen to CNC Drive Factory, Chris and Cam, every Thursday from 4 till 7. Thought we'd give them a bit of a plug as well. Our pets play a special role in our lives, so it's only natural that many pet owners take the time to celebrate their pet's birthday. Coming up, staff from the Lost Dogs Home and Joysters tell us what they do to celebrate their pet's birthdays. You're listening to Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is proud to be the voice of the LGBTI communities, and we'd love to hear from you. It's time for our annual listener survey, so head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters. Complete the survey and you'll go into the draw to win a night for two at Joy Supporter Crown Metropole, including breakfast and valet parking, worth over $500. Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Hurry, survey closes end of October. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Today, to celebrate our third birthday, we're talking about how you can celebrate your pet's birthday, or in some cases, their gotcha day.
As our pets play an increasingly important role in our lives, it isn't surprising that the number of pet owners taking the time to celebrate their pet's birthdays, or gotcha day, the day they adopted their faithful companion, is continuing to grow. In fact, more than 50% of pet owners in Australia take the time to celebrate their pet's birthday. During the week, we spoke to Joysters and staff from the Lost Dogs Home to find out how they celebrate their pet's birthday or gotcha day.
I'm a terrible cat owner, but, and I don't even know when her birthday is, but my sister is an amazing pet owner, and she, every birthday and Christmas, all the animals in the family get brand new sweet toys and special delicious cupcake treats.
Usually it's one food present and then one like collar or lead, and I wrap them and then I give them to him and I watch him dig and unwrap them and have heaps of fun.
Well, with Rosie, it's a double celebration, because, and we didn't realise this when she first arrived at our home, but it's actually both her birthday and a celebration of the day she arrived at our house after being a return from her original owner. We got her 1 year old, so we celebrate both her birthday and her arrival in our house, and it's amazing.
So what do you do to celebrate your pet's birthday?
For Abby, we celebrate it on her actual birthday, and for Bronson, we celebrate it on his gotcha day because he was adopted from the home. We always celebrate both birthdays. They get a birthday cake treat.
We have had a birthday party before for one of our dogs. We invited a whole bunch of people around and other dogs, and we had a big party.
Then they get two presents each. So they get one is a toy present of some description, and the other is a treat present. So it could be a pig's ear or a special bone or something like that. And of course, there's heaps of fun. It's awesome. Fantastic.
So what do you do to celebrate your pet's birthday?
Adopted both of our dogs from shelters, so we're not sure when their birthdays are, so instead we celebrate their gotcha day, so the date when they were adopted, so they will get a special treat, usually a biscuit or a little bite or something, and a special toy as well. So Roxy likes her ropes and Tyson likes tennis balls.
Well, my cat gets a larger than he probably should helping of roast chicken.
We sing happy birthday to them as well. They don't know what's going on, but they get very excited.
Pets Aloud's very own Kristen talking about what she does to celebrate the gotcha day of her dogs Roxy and Tyson. Now, we just talked previously, and Shelley, thank you for still joining us in the studio. We really appreciate it. We were just talking before about the types of things, because we don't necessarily celebrate our pets' birthdays or gotcha days amongst ourselves, but we still do, I guess, we definitely do, Shelley, like celebrate things like Christmas and those types of special events as well. You were saying that you make rote toys and that type of thing.
I do. I actually make them for the dog club as a fundraising thing, but I also make them for all the dogs in the family at Christmas time. So they normally get a tug toy, probably a biscuit or something like that. We just make up a little parcel for each of the dogs. I think there's about 7 dogs in the family at the moment.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
It's definitely like a family affair then.
Definitely. We're all dog lovers in our family.
And Alan, you find that you just spoil your dogs generally.
That's right, we do, all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, my dog's favourite. Hector's obsessed with balls, especially ones that bounce irregularly, and he can amuse himself for hours and hours on end. And they like, my dogs really love kangaroo tendons, and we spend a fortune on kangaroo tendons.
Wow, so really it's it's just an everyday special occasion.
Absolutely.
In your case. What about, I guess you mentioned kangaroo tendons, which would be a natural lead on. Are there any special treats or anything that you would give your dogs and perhaps, or cats, in terms of a super significant celebration, or just the fact that it's a weekend, maybe?
Nothing goes beyond roast chicken.
Nothing goes. How about you?
Yeah, Shelley? Roast chicken. That's the one we always recommend in the puppy class for the dog club. It's always a brilliant training tool.
Anything,
yeah,
you?
Absolutely. Anything for roast chicken.
It's more of a manipulation's the wrong word, but sort of a
bribery.
Thank you.
Bribery and corruption gets you everywhere with a dog.
And particularly roast chicken is what I'm putting up, what I'm hearing. So I know that with my two cats, I've just found tuna and kelp treats. That Diamond Dog Food and Bakery, who we're hearing from later in the show, is one thing that they particularly like. So it's interesting that, yeah, cats and dogs have their own sort of trigger to...
Their own tastes.
Absolutely. So you've decided to celebrate your pet's birthday, but what treats do you make for them or bring along for their special day? Coming up, we're going to chat to Diamond Dog Food and Bakery owner Alice Needman and find out what tasty treats make a pet's birthday special.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
A key part of any birthday celebration is the birthday cake, of course. So from full-size dog cakes to smaller pup cakes and even cat-friendly cakes, the options are endless for pet owners who want to make an extra special treat for their pet's birthday. Early in the week, Sam caught up with Alice Needham, owner of Diamond Dog Food and Bakery, to find out what different pet owners can buy or make to spoil their special pet on their birthday or gotcha day.
Dogs, and we specialise a lot in fun things for them, so things to help celebrate their birthdays, which is obviously what we're talking about today, and yeah, just ways to pamper them a little bit extra.
Birthdays are something that the team at Diamond Dog Food and Bakery know all about. What are some of the things that you guys do to celebrate your pets' birthdays?
There's lots of ways you can do it. I mean, you get things that are ready done for them, or you can make something yourself. There's lots of recipes out there to make birthday cakes. But if you want to make something even smaller, like we've got a lot of smaller dogs out now, you can make them little cupcakes, things like that, and ice them and put a candle in them. Just making it a bit special. We do all those things now. That's what we do. I mean, you celebrate the kids' birthdays, so why wouldn't you celebrate your fur kids' birthdays? I love watching the kids come in and they want to get something for their puppy and they're really excited about it, which is great. It's just involving everybody.
What are some of the more common ingredients that you use in making celebratory treats for your pet?
Obviously, we don't use chocolate, which you use with a lot of human treats. So the way we make things look special and things like that is we use carob and yogurt drops for them. So they're both perfectly safe for dogs, and they do love them. The carob can melt down and ice a cake with it, and yeah, you can dip things in it and just make things look really pretty. The actual safe ingredients, we do tend to still use doggy flavours. Things like liver and chicken and things like that in them. They're probably more likely to have that than a sweet cake or something. And the other thing we always like to add chia seed into all of the things that we bake for them, all the treats. So it's really good, really healthy for them. Great for their joints and coat and all sorts of things like that. So you can add some benefits in whilst they're getting a nice extra special treat at the same time.
Treat, and is it something that our listeners can make at home themselves?
Oh yeah, look, everything is really easy, especially out of the cookbook. There's a whole range of special occasion type things. I mean, there's a birthday cake in there that they can make. The other way they can do it, we actually make it even easier for them, and we have what we call mix and bake range, and there's a birthday cake kit in it. So there's everything you need to make it. You just add oil and water. It's got a piping bag to write their name on. It's got a candle in it. And I've had people who claim they do not cook for themselves, cannot bake, and I've turned out a really great cake for their dog.
That's fantastic. fantastic. I can imagine it's been like cake mix for your dog.
It is, yeah. And there's a whole kit there, so they've got everything in it, everything they need to do, the ices and decorate it. And all they need to do is like bake it for about 25 minutes or something. So, and as I say, people who claim not to be able to bake have done a really great job with it.
Alice Needman, owner of Diamond Dog Food and Bakery, talking about the different treats that they have that pet owners buy to celebrate their pet's birthday. Now, Alan, Alice talks about the ingredients that Diamond Dog Food and Bakery use to make special treats for dogs like yogurt drops and carob. If anyone wanted to make their own cake, perhaps, for their dog on their birthday, are there any ingredients that they should absolutely avoid?
Well, I guess you need to stay away from chocolate, although they, you know, they need to have a reasonable amount of it for it to be dangerous. And the other thing is you don't want anything, I guess you don't want anything too fatty because that can upset their stomachs. Yep. And if you're feeding your dog something that they don't normally get, you should only give them a little bit.
Okay, so because I guess the last thing they want is a trip to the emergency room.
Yeah, so, well, it might not be that bad, but, you know, you can upset them. So dogs like routine with their food as much as anything else. So
is the best way then to perhaps look for biscuits or treats that perhaps incorporate the ingredients that you would normally feed them?
Yeah.
Or
or just, you know, good quality commercial stuff. So okay. Just like Diamond Dog.
Yeah.
So if people want to find out more information about Diamond Dog Food and Bakery, or you want to check out their special healthy and fun dog birthday products, visit their website at diamonddog.com.au.
Now you're
home.
Yep.
Sorry. And also you can get them through our Christmas catalogue.
So our Christmas catalogue is now available, and if anyone's interested, they can see them online. So it's not so much birthday orientated, but Christmas orientated, absolutely. If you're looking for Christmas bones, we have Ho 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 Bones and the tuna and kelp treats, which is what I referred to before, which my cats, who actually don't like fish at all, seem to just love these treats, which really weirded me out when I fed them to them. You know, there's all those products.
Something good in there.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's, you know, if you're wanting to do that, and, you know, proceeds from that do go back into the home. So it is a good cause. Now, your dog or cat's birthday is coming up and you're planning to celebrate their birthday in style, but you're not sure what you can do. Coming up next, we're going to chat about some of the ways you can celebrate your pet's birthday or gotcha day. This is the birthday special Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
What you hear on Joy 94.9 is governed by the Community Broadcasting Codes of Practice. The Codes of Practice cover matters relating to all program content, as well as community access and participation in the operation of this service. Copies of the codes are available from the Community Broadcasting Association website, cbaa.org.au.
It's our birthday, and we have a couple of SMSs and emails that have come through. The first one, it's from an anonymous emailer, but they wish us a happy third birthday, and their landlord has actually just given them go ahead to adopt a cat or two. So they're going to come down to the shelter and look to adopt a cat, which is very, very exciting. There's a number of cats that have been there for a little while who are looking for a home. So I think Spearmint is one that comes to mind. So yeah, definitely come down to the home and check them out. And then the other email is from our very own Kristen, who said that listening to the show reminded her of a shout out that the home did back in August for Eddie, who celebrated his fourth birthday in August, and his owners wished him a very happy birthday with his own very own cupcake with the candles in it. And it's a very, very cute photo of Eddie. So Kristen, thank you for sending that one through to us. Now, yeah, we've been talking about ways to celebrate the birthdays with our companions.
That's right. Celebrating with our cats and dogs comes pretty easy to those of us who adore them. But if you've decided that this year you're going to go the extra mile and celebrate your pet's birthday, here are some ideas on what you can do to make it really special.
So, five ways to celebrate your dog's birthday. The first one is to have a dog agility party. So there are a number of companies which actually hire out dog agility equipment. So invite your friends along for a mini agility lesson and birthday party.
Throw a party at your local park. If you are a frequent dog park visitor, what better way to celebrate your dog's birthday than at the dog park? This is a great way to have an impromptu celebration. If birthday planning has slipped your mind, you can just bring your friends along to the park. If you are planning something a bit bigger, you may want to make sure that you can reserve the space for your party. So just remember.
Yeah. So the third one is to get a doggy birthday cake or make some treats. So we heard from Diamond Dog Food and Bakery earlier about the cakes and treats they have for dogs. But if you're keen to do something yourself, you can try this recipe, which is for edible pretzel candles. So to make the pretzel, so you make pretzel dough, which is 1 teaspoon of brown sugar, 2 teaspoons of active dry yeast, 3 1/4 cups of whole wheat flour, 1/4 cup of dry milk powder, 1/2 tablespoon of salt, and 1/2 beaten egg, 2 tablespoons of oil, and 2/3 cup of water. Mix well and knead on a hard surface until the dough becomes a bit more firm. And then to make the candles, break apart a thick rope toy. So you're going to need to make sure that the pieces are quite long so that your dog doesn't actually swallow it. And then wrap the sections of the rope in the pretzel dough. Leave about 1 inch of rope sticking out of the top and cover the rope with tin foil while you bake it so that you don't set it on fire. And then bake for 15 minutes on 180 degrees Celsius until they become golden brown and firm. And then enjoy.
Well, your dog can enjoy.
Yeah, that's it.
Have a themed birthday party. No party's complete without a theme. So here are some examples of themes for your dog party. Your dog's name, for example, Rooney, is named after a soccer player. So I would love to throw a World Cup themed party for him. Pet adoption and rescue. Get involved with your local rescue or shelter and use your party as a chance to educate other pet parents about rescue and adoption. Better yet, ask your guests to bring gently used blankets and towels that can be donated.
Which is a great idea because we always need... Yep. Blankets and towels, so it's definitely a good way to do it. And then ignore the party altogether and take your dog for a hike. So, you know, some pets do prefer the company of their own families rather than big birthday parties. So if your dog has a favourite walking trail or park perhaps that they like to go to, then take them out to that location for a nice walk. Now, we did have some stuff for cats' birthdays, but we might have to, just because we're a little short on time, have to gloss over it. But just a couple of the things, I guess, Alan, if you want to tell us the first two.
Favourite treats, and make sure you're playing with your cat because they need the exercise and they like the stimulation.
Absolutely. And, you know, if they're having a little bit too much stimulation, provide them maybe an extra nice space for nap time. You know, if they like to lounge in the sun, maybe put something there that will make it that little bit more comfortable. But they are connoisseurs of comfort, so they will make their own comfort as well. Now, it is looking to be another sunny weekend, but it's going to be a bit cooler, which is good, which is coming to Melbourne. And if you're looking for something to do, we're going to give you the lowdown of the events happening in your area on Dog Dates, which is coming up next.
Your pet's community calendar.
This is Dog Dates.
Alan, you've got our first dog date for this week.
That's right. It is hard to believe, but it is the 38th annual Spring Fling Festival coming up on Sunday, October the 18th. It's a key community and cultural highlight on the Melbourne events calendar. The Spring Fling Festival is an annual festival and it celebrates North and West Melbourne as a connected creative community. Victoria and Errol Streets will light up with live music, shopping, free activities and delicious cuisines. And the Lost Dogs Home will be at the festival too. So it's on Sunday, October the 18th, between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. at the corner of Victoria and Errol Street, North Melbourne. For more details about the festival, you can visit their website at springflingfestival.org.au.
Our very own Caroline Cook will also be there to do a vet talk on that particular at the Spring Fling Festival. So definitely come down and say hello. Now, our second dog date for the week is the Greyhound Adoption Program Adoption Day. So GAP is having another one of their special adoption days, also happening this Sunday, the 18th of October, with 70 greyhounds available for adoption on the day. Come along to meet the wonderful greyhounds ready for adoption and chat to the team from GAP about the greyhounds that are looking for a new home. But if you're not ready to adopt, that's fine. The GAP team would still love to see you there and so that they can answer any questions you might have about adopting a greyhound or alternatively fostering one as well, which is something that they do as part of their program. So like I said, their day is on this Sunday from 11 till 3 at 298 Goulburn Valley Highway, Seymour. You can register your interest on the adoption day on GAP's website, gap.grv.org.au. That's about it.
Yes, although do we have time to squeeze in the Nillumbik Pet Expo?
Just.
On Sunday, October the 25th, and they have all sorts of attractions, dog obedience, pet competitions, animal nursery, snake handling. Visitors there can talk to council rangers and local vets. Dogs Home will be there as well, and that is next Sunday, October the 25th, from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock at Mangrook Oval, Diamond Creek.
And just a quick recap on the pet of the week, which is the much-loved Chico. His ID is 976890, and he's available at our North Melbourne shelter at 2 Gracie Street, North Melbourne. And that's about it for today's show. A big thank you, Shelley, for coming in and spending our birthday with us.
Thank you. It's been terrific.
Oh, it's been a pleasure having you in. And a big thank you, Alan, for joining me today in the studio as well.
Pleasure.
And also a big thank you to each and every one of you that's been listening to Pets Aloud over the last 3 years. We don't have a show without you listening in. So thank you. And we hope that you keep tuning in for the next 3+, however, years. And we just want to say, don't forget to walk your dogs.
And pat your cats.
This is Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.